What's this project all about?
It's a beautiful solo ballet where the choreographer, Jerry McQueen, is really looking at one mother's journey through the stages of grief after she's thrust into the spotlight through her son's racially motivated murder by police.
How did you guys decide on this project for the art museum?
I keep track of several artists around the nation, but in New York, in Jeremy's case, he and I met several years ago and began talking about his work. And this piece, I saw an excerpt of it last year. And what drew me to it is there's a national conversation around police violence against Black men. And what this was, it looked at something that wasn't being talked about. And that was the suffering of these mothers who lose a son and then are thrust into the spotlight and are suddenly advocates and having to do speaking while going through these stages of grief. So really, I loved how Jeremy had realized that there was a hole in the narrative, you know, these women who had lost someone, and how he portrays it on stage.
As you said, this solo performance is about how a mother copes with the loss of her child to a racially motivated murder by police. Why is this show more important now than ever in today's day and time?
Well, even if we look in our own city, you know, we have mothers losing sons, both to crime on the street, but if you look nationally, now, this conversation, these separate acts that have happened around the United States where we're realizing that there's violence being perpetrated against Black men at a disproportional rate. And we're trying to figure out why and how can we make it stop happening. And so it's important for the museum to be a part of that conversation. And this is one way for us to do that.
The museum is offering a mother's right in conjunction with its participation in One Village Alliance's Raising Kings 2020. It's a week of events, really, around Wilmington, focused on empowering young Black men and their families. Talk about some of the events.
This is our third year partnering with One Village Alliance, and Chandra Pitt's there. At the MLK Day of Service, so the Monday of MLK Day, from 11 to 3 p.m., the museum will have several things that people can come and participate in. We'll be knitting caps for NICU babies, and we have a way that anybody, even myself, can knit a cap. And that's really addressing infant mortality, which infant mortality in the colored community is higher than other communities in the U.S. So we'll be making chess sets for youth mentors, for mentoring youth. There are several chess mentoring programs in Wilmington. So we're making chess sets to give to youth, because that's a great way to talk about life and for the conversation to happen with mentors without the focus just being on to a man and a young boy just sitting there. So it's a great way to for them to get talking. And then we'll also have flash talks around census participation and voting rights, school-to-prison pipeline, infant mortality, because both of those activities are activities you can do while talking. We want to encourage these conversations to happen amongst all members of our community.
Jonathan, is there a website where people can go to get more information about the ballet and all of these other programs?
DelArt.org is a great starting place. DelArt.org is the museum's website.
And what about tickets to the event?
That is also found at the same website, DelArt.org. And also, if there's any dancers listening, we are offering a free workshop with the director of Black Iris Project. Information is on our website, but it will be at Pieces of a Dream Dance Theater at 6 o'clock, January 22nd, the day before.